Prime Video,
arriving on Thursday the 21st of March.
A new feature film called Roadhouse. And here's a clip.
I own a roadhouse out in the Florida Keys. Lately, it's been attracting the wrong clientele. I can pay you good money. Judging by your car, you need this.
Well, I like my car.
Think about it. Come on, bro.
I know who you are. Elwood Dalton. Big fan, man.
That guy's got a knife under his shirt. He's just taking a big step back and pop me in the face. You can do it.
Yeah, so this is the reimagining of a 1989 cult classic, which of course had the very, very brilliant and wonderful Patrick Swayze in. And instead, this time round, we have Jake Gyllenhaal starring. And he's just so brilliant in this part, I think, because it's pretty hard to not fill the shoes off because it is a reimagining. But Patrick Swayze, it's pretty hard, isn't it? And it takes a brave person to do that. But I think Jake does it really, really well. So there's me saying I don't like a lot of fighting and gore, and then I'm going to say that I quite like this. So yes, I am a typical woman. I can't make my mind up. But there are lots of pretty brutal and bloody brawls in this, and they're proper bare knuckle scraps, because Jake Gyllenhaal plays the part of this ex-UFC fighter, and he's basically just trying to escape his dark past. So he's a former middleweight fighter, used to sort of get into trouble outside of the ring. When he was a middleweight fighter, he was quite successful, but now he's really sort of hasn't got any money, sleeping in his car, and you know, he needs a break. Anyway, he gets offered this this job by the owner of a roadhouse in Florida Keys, and she asks him to work as a bouncer. Now, he's got a reputation, he's pretty successful at what he did, you know, he can a bouncer, I suppose, is a pay grade beneath what he was doing, but it's better than him sleeping in the car. And I think she sees him as being brilliant protection, because there's these violent gangs that are coming in. They're working for this crime boss, Ben Brandt, played by Billy Magnussen. And she wants him to come and stop them from ruining her bar. And latterly, they want to make it into a kind of a luxury property development, which will mean that they're coming in causing trouble because they want to drive the customers away, forcing her to sell, etc., etc. You can see the premise for this. And he's got these amazing fighting skills. You know, he can sort of... We've seen this a number of times before in many other films and series, but he can recognise when someone's trouble, can outwit very quick, duck dive, you know, see when someone's got a knife in their pocket, etc., etc. So he plays it really well. I don't think he hams it up particularly. I thought he might. He doesn't. And the other person that plays a big part in here is Irish UFC champion fighter Conor McGregor, and this is his first film role. Now, we have seen people go from sort of the ring, also from kind of sporting personalities, I suppose, going to films. I mean, I didn't mind him in this, actually. But I think when we were saying earlier that Jake didn't kind of ham the part up, it did feel a bit hammed up, I thought, from on his part. It felt a bit kind of... I suppose, try hard, as in try to hard to be hard. And he kind of doesn't need to be, because his stature and his physique, you know, dictates that he's pretty, pretty scary. But his voice isn't as scary as his body somehow. Doesn't kind of work together. But you see the two come up against each other. I actually really enjoyed it. As I say, I know I'm a person of contradiction, because I don't like really bloody things, and there is plenty of that. And, you know, that awful head butting and kind of, you know, bone against bone is pretty, pretty grim. But I did really enjoy it. And I think it's one to watch. What do you think, Ian?
Well, the Patrick Swayze original film is one of my all-time guilty pleasures. I've still got the DVD. I absolutely love it, even though it's like super cheesy. It's just great. I love it. And Gyllenhaal is great as Dalton. I mean, for one thing, my God, he is ripped, isn't he? He looks so muscly.
Oh, yes.
Incredible.
That's why I liked it.
I think it's a really really good remake. So I was a bit worried that they were going to ruin it. But yeah, I like the fact they've relocated it to the Florida Keys. Very picturesque. And of course, the best scenes are when all the kind of bullies come up with their weapons and try to intimidate Dalton. And of course, he not only outwits and outfights them, but he's such a nice guy. He drives them to the hospital as well afterwards. So yeah, I mean, it is pretty violent. I'd say it's more violent than the original. It's a lot more big budget as well. It looks great. Yeah, I would agree with you, McGregor. I mean, he's quite full on, isn't he? He's sort of playing it with a manic energy from start to finish. But he does make a pretty scary adversary for Dalton. So yeah, I thoroughly enjoyed it. And also the bands that they have playing at the Roadhouse. In the original movie, they had the Jeff Healey band, the blind electric blues guitarist. They've got various bands playing behind chicken wire, of course, because there are so many brawls in this place. And they're all great. So yeah, I really enjoyed it. It was terrific.